Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer, you know. So we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together is what we need to do. And we need to find ourselves, you know, and it has to do with coaches and players together.
So that was John Harbaugh being asked directly, is Zach Orr firing Zach Orr, would that help fix some of these problems on the defense, a defense that I've said is the worst I've ever seen over the last 3 weeks? And that was John Harbaugh's response. That said, Ravens defense has been atrocious the last 3 weeks. They're about to face a very good Rams offense with a Hall of Fame quarterback. By the way, Marlon Humphrey and Pat Ricard back on the practice field today. Alas, if they get blown out again, Jason, is this one of those moves? It seems very Ravens-like. That's when they dismiss Zach Orr over the bye.
Yeah, I don't even know if they dismiss him. I mean, they could reassign him. I mean, they could say, hey, you know, we're going to pay you what we're paying you. You're going to basically become a glorified extra linebackers coach. You know what I mean? And we're going to have Pagano assume D coordinator duties. Now, you may have to bump him a little bit or whatever, but that's not, I mean, that's
no
nothing.
Cap on coaches.
Exactly. Can't hide behind that. So, no, I think that's where this is headed. They've made some major structural changes in season before on that side of the ball. They've certainly strongly considered firing defensive coaches in season. And I don't know that this has to be termination, get out of our building. I think they would couch it as more restructuring. They would couch it as if they went this route. Hey, come next year, come February, we might be in a different place, March, whatever. Zach might still have a long future here, but it's clear that we need to change some things around in real time during a bye week to salvage our season. I think that it's very fair to suggest that this is Zach Orr's last chance in the role he's in to show that he can reconfigure and reconstitute this defense in a more meaningful way and have them show more backbone and fight and frankly, production against what's going to be an incredibly stern test. And Harbs has got to say what he's got to say.
Yeah.
But you just saw what they said about they talked about Adafe Owe. Like, at a time when they've got no pass rush and they dump a pass rusher, he's also trying to tell you, look out, Adafe, you might go crazy over there. Like, they spew a lot of stuff because they have to, because they're in a hole. They're in a huge hole. And there isn't an easy way out. So the messaging, you've got to suspend disbelief to put up with the messaging.
Sure, and that's John Harbaugh's guy and Zach Orr, and you're trying to take up for your guys. It goes back to the Todd Monken evisceration last week, if that's even a word. Just letting him have it repeatedly to take the heat off Zach Orr. But this defense is off to such a horrible start where it's the most amount of points they've allowed in a five-game stretch in the history of the franchise. It's the fewest amount of turnovers that they've forced in the first five games in the history of the franchise. Like, this is rock bottom in franchise history for this defense, and to maintain status quo after you potentially start 1-5, it would just be extremely tone deaf. There has to be a change, whether that's firing him or reassigning his position.
But I was thinking about this last night, Jason. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on air, but if they would have decided to go with, say, Denard Wilson as defensive coordinator, Zach Orr would still be the linebacker coach, correct? Like,
I don't think he was getting plucked anymore.
Yeah. I mean, look, McDonald might have wanted to bring him.
They might have taken him to Seattle. Yes, that is a possibility.
Sure.
I think he did say that he wanted to take him.
Now, it doesn't mean he has to go.
No.
You could have promoted him to something else under Denard, and you could have thrown
an assistant head coach
more money
tag
at him or whatever. There's ways to make it worth his while to stay in the only organization he's ever known. But sure, I think McDonald would have found a role for him, a home for him. And I mean, look, I'm not defending Zach Orr, but if they don't trade for Roquan Smith and that doesn't go as swimmingly as it goes, is Mike McDonald even the head coach in Seattle? I bring that up to say they had it. That was a big deal.
But it did happen.
They traded a second-round pick. They don't trade second-round picks.
No. But it happened, and then did happen.
I'm saying, but it got so bad under McDonald that that's what they did.
Yeah.
And it worked, and everybody was better for it, and certainly it helped McDonald.
Parlay?
Well, yeah, I mean, he went, that's generational money.
Uh-huh.
But let's not lose sight of the fact that we thought they had major warts on defense coming into that year. At that time, I'm saying Patrick Queen's never going to be who they drafted him to be. He's not the CJ Mosley replacement. Like, who are you kidding here? They had to make structural foundational changes in season to their defense again. And that time it worked. And, you know, sometimes it has. Sometimes it hasn't. Ngakoue, not so much.
No, Marcus Peters worked.
Marcus Peters worked.
Yeah.
But that's part of a macro level trend. And that's why, even amid this discussion of Zach Orr, I'm on record saying he shouldn't have got the gig in the first place. I would have, if I'm restructuring my defense, I would have strongly considered having Pagano over him in the first place. And if you let go of him now, I understand. But let's not pretend that this isn't part of a macro level issue that points back to the other side of the building, in that they have to keep also trying to fix their defensive personnel in major, massive ways in season, year after year after year after year. And it doesn't always work.
And we've seen it happen this week with Alohi Gilman and CJ Gardner-Johnson, that they clearly miss Ardarius Washington's presence, and you wonder what the defense would have looked like with him in it. But that wasn't a surprise injury. That happened well before training camp. You had plenty of time to bring in a capable third safety, and they're doing it now when their defense is on fire.
Let's take a minute on a slightly different subject, because this is kind of breaking. Patrick Ricardo's on the practice field for the first time since August 14th, Jason. Like, that's a long time ago, but now I guess the fact that we're seeing him, we're probably pointing towards Chicago after the bye.
Yeah, after the bye,
But at least we know there's a return in sight now that he's on the practice field.
Yeah, well, look, if all of a sudden 3 days from now or next whatever, whenever before, I don't know when they're going to break for their bye, or if they practice a few times and then break for whatever, however they decide to do it. Yeah, I mean, now the expectation and hope is that he can be on the practice field doing a little bit more as he builds up to that Chicago game. And if he's not, then that's going to tell me there was another setback and this whole season might be compromised.
We have a massive Thursday show. Guest-wise, we get started at 2:30, Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll talk MLB playoffs with him. 3 o'clock, Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy joins us every Thursday at 3 o'clock. That's when we'll talk to him and our weekly chat. And we have a lot.
Chapel Hill alone.
And Cam Schlittler.
Lucy
Bird. Lucy Burge from DraftKings joins us at 4 o'clock.
Old Schlitty's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yes, he does. He does.
By what time we got the Burge? By 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Not his fault, though.
Those crazy kids could. They could be eloping.
He pitched. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, my first thought was he shooting a shot. I'm going to ask Lucy that at 4 o'clock.
Affirmative.
Yeah. So we got a lot to get to, and only 4 hours to get to it. So stay tuned.
Time flies. 5:55 is going to sneak right up on us.
It does every day. Yeah. It does every day. Coming up next, though, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Aloy Gilman, both here, both probably playing Sunday. Does anything change? We'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here on the Fan.
Luckily, I've had open practices with the Rams almost every year that I played with the Chargers, so I got a pretty good understanding of what they kind of do. You know, I think the coaching staff here is doing a great job of trying to slowly install things and see how we can, you know, tie the knots together. And you know, it's exciting for me because that's what I do as a football player, man. This is my craft, so I'm gonna be up all night. I've been already up, so we're just gonna keep it rolling and just keep getting better.
That's Aloy Gilman talking yesterday in the locker room, and he practiced yesterday. He's practicing today. Same with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Harbs, for his part, said both will probably be on the field on Sunday. Aloy Gilman, for what it's worth, if you didn't hear yesterday, former teammates at Notre Dame with Kyle Hamilton, now teammates again with Kyle Hamilton. But with these two guys in the fold, anything at all change?
Well, I mean, look, I think we're kind of where we were at around this time a year ago, which is you're just hoping for stability. You're hoping for some foundational soundness. Now, the issue isn't everything going over their heads like it was a year ago. That's why as much as they're trying to act like, you know, Harbs, what did he say? He doesn't think it's egregious. It's just a few fundamental things. It's fixable. I would say, no, I think last year was more fixable because last year you had two veteran safeties who were freelancing, who were doing their own thing, I think who were trying to get themselves out of town, who hated their position coaches. And then there were guys who were still here who didn't like their position coaches. And so, you know, you could weed out maybe a couple of bad apples and just keep everything in front of you. And if your offense kept scoring 40 a game, and it did, and if Lamar had the greatest season maybe any quarterback's ever had, and he did, then maybe you could turn it around. Now, I don't think they're going to get the run support this year they got last year. By that, I mean points scored on offense. And they can't stop the run this year. And I don't think they have the bodies to stop the run. And trust me, they've been wanting to try to stop the run the last 3 weeks, and they can't do it. The only thing that stopped the run is Andy Reid decided I'd rather throw for 4 or 5 than run for 4 or 5. Like, I'd rather throw to Pacheco and the rookie running back than hand it off to them and let them get 6 a carry up the gut under center.
You can do either. That's the problem.
Yeah. So, no, I think they're in a worse way. And I don't think that, look, can they make the middle of the defense a little bit more fundamentally sound? Can they make you pay a little bit more of a price coming across the middle? I mean, maybe. Can it let Kyle Hamilton be the chess piece to an extent, except when you find out you might need to have 3 deep? But people have been attacking them with some of this stuff for a while, and it's been working. I mean, how long have we been talking about throwing the running backs and tight ends?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Geno Stone having 7 interceptions here, but you still had trouble at times. Seam routes and certain things, certain quadrants of the field were open for business. Go look at Mike McDonald's defense in Seattle on some of the underbellies to it. It's the same. So, yeah, like, I think it makes them, it gives them more NFL-worthy football players. It probably sends a couple of undrafted kids to your game day inactives. But, like, is it going to take this from horrible to decent? No. I mean, maybe it takes it to slightly less horrible. Maybe they just decide they want to run on you even more. But I don't think anybody's going to sit there, especially not this week, and be like, well, they're, you know, I don't know, Matt. You're throwing for 300 a game, and Puka's going for 125 a game. But maybe we better get away from that because Gilman and C.J. Gardner are in town. Like,
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah. Will this end up being a net positive? I think so. Is this going to drastically alter this defense? No. The two things that I see is what you mentioned, Kyle Hamilton using him as more of a chess piece moving forward. Maybe taking Malachi Starks off the field a little bit instead mm-hmm. of him playing 100% of the snaps. But bringing in two safeties doesn't change the fact that you can't get after the quarterback. Bringing in two safeties doesn't change the fact that your linebackers have been getting shredded in coverage. Now, the other positive potential, maybe you can dream on this, is at least C.J. Gardner-Johnson can get his hands on the football. He had 6 picks last year and 6 picks a couple years prior with the Eagles in 2022. So a turnover would be nice.
Yeah. But that's with some teams that could get after the quarterback.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
If I'm going to answer the question, will anything change? The answer is yes, and desperate times call for desperate measures. They are going to put Kyle Hamilton back into that role, hoping that he can make plays. The problem, as you guys have outlined, is the rest of the defense is so weak. They're still going to get beat at times. I think they're hopeful. They have no playmakers on this defense, and they are hoping that Kyle Hamilton, being closer to the line of scrimmage, moving around all over the place, maybe he can affect a play and they can get a turnover that way. But I don't know that the defense is going to be that better as a whole. But will it change? Probably.
Well, there's going to be 3 safeties on the field quite a bit.
Yep.
And there's going to be times when none of those safeties is named Malachi Starks. Like, I believe that. And is that absolutely woven into the fabric of this game before it starts? Maybe, maybe not. But I think soon enough they're going to say, well, let's see if a little less is more from him. Because I think Sean McVay's coming out. I think Sean McVay's going to come out just like he did when he came here a couple years ago. And at that point, Marlon wasn't playing well.
No.
And they just picked on Marlon. It didn't matter. Whoever. Boom, 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 boom. They went right down the field. Then they started running play action. Then they ran the ball between the 20s. And they went back to throwing it. You know how much they covet their draft picks. You know how much they revel in the fact that, you know, even though a lot of first rounders around here don't get second contracts with the team, but whatever, anymore since this guy took over. But they're going to protect Malachi Starks. They're going to play the long game with him. And if he gets exposed early in this game. And I don't care where Kyle Hamilton is on a football field. If he's playing free safety for this team, I think there's going to be some problems against this pass offense with no pass rush. So, yeah, I think you're going to see three safety looks that don't include their first pick on the field.
Well, look at their history. When they've drafted DBs high, they have not been day one starters. Nate Wiggins got eased in throughout the year. Kyle Hamilton didn't play much at all the first couple months of his career. Marlon Humphrey, same exact thing. He didn't play much in the first half of the year, where Malachi Starks, the second he was brought in and Ardarius Washington blew out his Achilles, yeah, you're playing 100% of the snaps.
Jason, you brought up Marlon Humphrey, and he wasn't playing well when they played the Rams last, and now he's back on the practice field today, so maybe he plays Sunday. But we're back to the future. He's not playing well this year. So, like, whether he plays or not, I don't think Matthew Stafford's going to be afraid to go after him.
He's going to see matchups he likes. And Matt Stafford, with time to operate, is highly, highly problematic. He's leading the league in passing yards. He's averaging 300 passing yards a game. And they're not even throwing the ball. They're not even throwing the ball as much as a lot of people would say they should be throwing the ball. So, yeah, it's probably the wrong opponent at the wrong time.
And circling back to where we started with the safeties, yeah, long term, we're talking about this being a net positive, but it's not ideal when you bring in two guys and 4 or 5 days later, they're going to play a lot of snaps with a brand new team.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen with a lot of Super Bowl contenders.
No. And sitting at 1-4, you sort of don't look like a Super Bowl contender. Coming up next, though, we get to baseball playoffs. What happened to his San Diego Padres? And what do you think about what's going on in the MLB playoffs, which continue with two NLDS games tonight? Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just next here on The Fan.
His body of work is incredible, and I think that's what people will remember most.
Were you surprised they sent, like, kind of made him kind of
wear it
the way he did? And were you surprised they were as quick to get Yamamoto out of there, given the vast underbelly of this bullpen?
I think based on the success they had last year, it doesn't surprise me, right? I mean, their bullpen was atrocious going into the 2024 postseason. Yeah. And then they got on a heater, and I witnessed it firsthand and watched them ride, like, unbelievably all the way to a championship season on a bullpen that had been virtually the same way this bullpen was. And so I think when you get into those situations, you know, the analytics will tell you one thing, but your gut, your memory, I think all of that kind of gets mixed into the pot. And so, yeah, I was a little surprised, though, that, you know, it did seem like Kirsch had to wear it a little bit. But I also, having played with him, I wouldn't be surprised if he was up for it.
I'm talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So the other series in the National League, Brewers and Cubs. Cubs win yesterday, so they're alive for another day. Do you still feel like the Brewers, this is their series to win? Do you think it ends tonight?
I do think it's their series to win. But I'm not gonna lie, the Brewers looked a little spooked in that building yesterday. Mm-hmm. Watching the Cubs kind of put it on them a little bit, and having just spent the last three games there prior to this series, that place is incredible. It's one of the best places to witness a ball game. I think one of the best venues, and I think guys, you know, get up to play in that ballpark, but. The Cubs, I think they could have, they may have flipped this series, because I thought the Brewers had a chance to kind of knock them out with Taillon on the mound, and they fell victim to the same exact thing the Padres did facing him. He's so steady in terms of he's not going to come in. He's going to stay away, and if you are committed to hitting the ball the other way, you're going to have some success. But if you're going to try to pull him, you play right into his game plan, and really after the first inning, there really wasn't a whole lot left for the Brewers. After the first couple innings, they really didn't do much after that. And I thought I saw the same thing that the Padres did against him in that game three as I saw the Brewers do in their game three.
Tony, Yankees officially eliminated last night. The World Series drought goes on another year. They haven't won at all since 2009. What are they missing to get over the hump? And is Aaron Boone's job safe?
I think it should be. I think his job should be safe. I don't know that this is an Aaron Boone problem, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the construction of the roster, it's uneven. You know, it's very top-heavy. You saw some of the same things that reared its ugly head in 24 kind of do it again last night. You know, the defense side of the baseball always tends to come back and bite them. I don't know that they're that far off, though. You know, it's uneven. I think a few tweaks in their lineup to kind of get some guys that are a little bit different, I think it'd go a long way. I thought Judge performed incredibly when the time mattered most. And so, listen, I think the Yankees, although they come up short, they're still right there. They're not far off at all. I think a few tweaks to that roster, and they could be a team that could win a few in a row with the right tweaks.
Quite an interesting turn of events in this Tiger series. Now Skubal, the Pacific Northwest kid, gets to go back there. I'm not sure Polanco's going to hit two homers off him this time around.
Right,
I would not bet on that happening. And we saw the Tigers bats break out in a way that we really haven't. I feel like for quite some time, the drubbing that they put on the Mariners bullpen yesterday. How do you handicap that one?
I think it's still in Seattle's favor, especially going back to Seattle. I mean, we saw how quiet Detroit's bats were in that building, and that's not all that unfamiliar. I mean, that place is not the place that offenses go to thrive in most cases. But, listen, the other thing I think people may be forgetting, especially with Tariq on the mound, the Mariners have faced him three times this year, and they put up runs in each of those three times. Yeah. They have found a way to get to him, unlike pretty much anybody else in the league. So the question is, can they do it a fourth time? I would bet on it. I think they're going to get enough, and I don't think the Detroit offense is going to look like it looked in the game the other day.
Tony, the Blue Jays are awaiting the winner of this series. Do you like the Blue Jays to go to the World Series no matter who they play? What do you think of this Blue Jays team?
I like the Blue Jays team. I really do. Going to Toronto early this year kind of opened my eyes to them. And at that point, they weren't playing offensively the way that they're playing right now. I just think Vlad is the guy right now. It just seems like everything he does since the postseason has started has been dynamite. And so you get a guy who's swinging a bat that well. You got a bunch of young guys who hadn't been there that seemingly play the game the way the scoreboard is calling. And I don't know that that's you see that very often for some guys that don't have the experience. But I just like the way they're playing. I like the way they're pitching. And they just seem like a team with a bunch of confidence right now. Those are the most dangerous teams.
Tony, how cool would it be to just get a fresh team from the American League in the World Series? Blue Jays and Tigers haven't won it all in forever. Mariners have never been to a World Series.
I think that's what makes our game so incredible, right? I mean, you know, despite there being some of the same names year in and year out, there also is some new teams a lot of times year in and year out. And I think some new blood. I certainly would love to see a Blue Jays get in there. I wouldn't mind seeing the Mariners try to get their first World Series title. I know people in San Diego don't want to hear me say that because that leaves us one less team that haven't won one. But I like seeing the new teams. I certainly wouldn't mind seeing an all-West Coast. I know it might suck for you guys out that way because you guys have to stay up pretty late to watch the games. But I like when we get some new blood in there every once in a while.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the playoffs.
You guys enjoy it as well. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And coming up next, we'll stick with baseball and go to the Orioles. And the Orioles seem to be messaging that they want to bring in a starting pitcher. Well, what do we think about what Mike Elias was saying as far as that's concerned? And the messaging that we hear the beat writers saying. It's the Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
I would like a strong front half of the rotation guy to go with those if we can, and we'll be on the hunt for pitching improvements in that area and others. I think Bradish's innings is something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, but I do think there's a way and a possibility to keep him up and running full season in a responsible way next year. And the platform that he's provided in terms of how many innings he's thrown and how those innings went this year were about as good as you would have hoped for coming off of the injury. So we feel like he's in a great spot.
So that's Mike Elias. That was the Monday press conference a couple weeks back, and you hear him. He's like, the two guys are obviously Bradish and Trevor Rogers, but he wants a guy up top with those guys, and he said they're going to be looking for one. When you hear that, Jason, that at least if for a normal person, that doesn't mean going out and getting this year's version of Kyle Gibson, that the front of the rotation
Sugano.
Guy is a or Sugano. That's a real guy. But what do you hear when he says that?
Well, it seems to be the most direct that we've had plenty of time to reflect on that press conference now, and he talks in circles and says things that when you go back and really parse it out, he's not saying anything, or he's allowing for so much equivocation that he's got an out here and out there. This seemed to be the topic that he and his puppet, Matt Skipper Manzolino, spoke the most straight on about, the most straightforward. And I think they're building it that way. And I think they did that in cahoots because they want you to really, really believe that they're just like a number two starter away from being a true contender. Like, this is part of how they obfuscate from the realities about their core that doesn't exist and their elite hitting incubator that's non-existent. So they're playing games here, and it's kind of like take it back a week and Harbs is destroying Monk. You know what I mean? But like, so let's just get everybody off of Orr. Here it's like, well, if we just keep telling you, if we keep just admitting that like yeah, we were better when we had Burns, and so we're going to try to get somebody like kind of like that or relatively close, but at least a guy who'd be in the top half of anybody's rotation, which that could also, that could be Eflin. Like, they could, at the end of the day, sell you that Eflin was...
They could try. I'm not buying that.
Well, I think they've left themselves enough of an out that it's somewhere between Burns and Eflin. I think that they've left themselves a pretty wide lane to add someone who falls somewhere in those parameters and say, hey, we checked a major box. And yes, they do need that guy, but I don't even know if he's the thing they need the most.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's the thing they need second most, if we're going to be totally honest about it.
I still think they need multiple starting pitchers. I think you need an upper half of the rotation and then also another guy, because you have to operate or not operate on best case scenario. You operate as if Grayson Rodriguez is not going to throw a pitch for you next year. You just heard Mike Elias talk about the possibility of innings restrictions with Kyle Bradish, who has not thrown many innings over the past 2 years. Where the hell does Tyler Wells fit in this? Are we convinced that he's going to be in the bullpen and not be a starting pitcher? And we know that he's dealt with injuries as well. What is Cade Povich at this point? Like, Kramer's Kramer. Like, you need to go out and fortify this starting rotation and not operate best case scenario.
Well, let me throw a couple names at you, Jason, and tell me if when you hear their names, it makes you laugh or you think they could make a legitimate offer. First one is Framber Valdez, who's an unrestricted free agent.
I think that, look, this was a success story for the Houston. What'd they sign him for? $15,000?
Yeah.
And so anything that's associated with that, That's a feather in Elias.
Yes, that's his. Yeah.
This is a guy who, again, because they like to scout off a computer, not the real world. I don't know how well liked he is. I don't know that he'd be a great clubhouse fit. He's a little different cat. They don't care. They tried to sell you Gary Sanchez and Tyler O'Neill as leadership guys. So
you really like Tyler O'Neill? Yeah. As a person.
He's a nice guy. That's worth $18 million a year.
He's good to your kids. He's good to your kids.
So yes, I think I could see that.
Bro,
he's also one of those veterans that we've been screaming about as well. Postseason experience.
Yes.
He's got tons of that as well, which would be invaluable for this
game. Here's the second guy who's got a player option, which he's probably going to decline, Shane Bieber, who is still with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Could I see them selling him as the answer to their solution, to their upper end of the rotation thing? I could. Would I buy that? Do I buy that? I don't.
He sounds more Oriole-like.
Bieber would be, in a perfect world, he would be the second
guy
that I was mentioning. Where, hey, you hope that he can regain that form, another year off the surgery, all that. But if you're banking on him to be that top flight starting pitcher that he was prior to the injury.
I don't think there is another guy. I think Grayson Rodriguez is the other guy.
One day he will be, maybe. One day.
I mean.
For them.
For them, but.
He'll be their other guy.
And that blew up in your face tremendously this past season.
Can I interest you in Zach Gallen? Unrestricted free agent.
Yes, obviously last year was up and down. This is a guy who was at a really high level for a while. I mean, he's a little different. Like, he's not going to dominate you with the fastball, mm-mm, right? It's the curve. It's off-speed stuff. It does not look like it's a great free agent class.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it.
And
so, like, the problem there is that guys start really getting overpaid, and we know the sticker shock that these guys have. There have been years where we're like, wow, nobody's getting what we thought they were going to get. And they still were standing by the wayside because they didn't think anybody was worth that. So I guess what I'm saying is, in a soft market, I think Zach Gallen's going to have suitors that these guys will not. I mean, this guy, okay, last season was bad. The year before that, he's getting Cy Young votes, mm-hmm, again. I don't think they're going to be in those kind of waters.
It is possible and perfectly legal to swing a trade.
Yeah.
That is a possibility.
Oh, I think it's more likely it's a trade than it is a signing.
I got one more free agent for you, though.
Because they can't do these contracts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need somebody else to already have negotiated the contract.
One more guy who the Royals have seemingly been linked to forever but never got a deal done. Dylan Cease will be a free agent.
I have a lot of reservations about Dylan Cease. You could build a case for Dylan Cease where the body of work that was league average to slightly below league average, if you just look at spans of time, there have been too many spans of time where he's been too hittable for me, including this past season.
Yeah.
Are they going to swim
in a real, in a real pitcher's ballpark too? Like I, there was a world that existed where he maybe isn't in their short series rotation. Like he got real hot at the end of the year and some other dudes were banged up, but like, and he's going to command real money
because
he hits the post and because he gives you innings.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Justin Verlander wants to pitch again.
Oh, thanks.
That does sound on brand for them, doesn't it? Yeah. Charlie Morton.
If they spend the money on anybody, I bet it's Framber.
That's a good, you made the great point, the Astros connection.
And I see red flags there.
Yeah. Coming up next, we see a lot of red flags on this Ravens defense, and without Lamar Jackson, there are red flags on the offense. What does Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger think? Baldy joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.